The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
home. I have no doubts my God can. I know he can. I've seen him do it. He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. I know he can. I've seen him do it. Whatever problems you've got, if you just give it to God, he'll work it out. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I see. and I didn't think there was going to be any solution. But I remembered my mother praying on her knees, and that gave me the courage to pray and to know that God would do it for me as He did it for my mother. And I got praying, speaking in tongues, and the Lord touched me, and He healed me, and He lifted me up from my bed, and I began to walk again. And that is the reason why I am standing today, and that is why I want to say,
and so deep.
In a time where evil men are growing worse and worse, and yet other hearts are failing them for fear. You are my fortress, you are my strength, and on you you are my fortress, you are my strength, and it's all by your grace, dear God.
In a time when sons are turning on their fathers, and a mother's cry for justice can't be heard.
In a world where the future seems so uncertain, through the shaking I'll keep standing on your word.
You are my fortress, you are my strength, and on you I know I can. You are my strength, and it's all by your grace. But by your grace, dear God,
I am what I am.
It's by your love.
You are my strength,
and it's all by your grace, dear God. Oh,
oh, oh. How could I live without you? I dwell in your secret place. You are my strength and power,
my God, who's so mighty. You are my fortress, you are my strength, you
are my fortress. You are my strength. You are my fortress. You are my strength. And it's all by your grace, dear God.
You are my fortress.
You are my fortress. You are my strength. You are my fortress. You are my strength. And it's all by your grace, dear God. Oh, 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 oh. It's only by your grace.
We appreciate your loving kindness. We appreciate your generosity. We submit ourselves to you and to your will. We ask you to have your way in every life and be glorified. We pray that this morning your word will gain grounds in our lives. Teach us your way and show us your path. Let your word be relevant to everybody here. And may we live here having had an encounter with you. Show us your way and teach us your path. We bless and we honor you this beautiful Sunday morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Everybody shouted loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Before you sit, tell your neighbor, you are standing by the most blessed person you can ever meet in your life. No, say like you believe it. Say like you believe it. Tell him, you are privileged to know me. And you are privileged to sit by me in church. Okay, now sit on top of your enemy. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we blessed to be here? Are you excited to be here? Right. Well, it's a good day. Tell your neighbor, it is a good day. Amen. The past week, on Monday, with a number of people, we went to Liberia. We're in Liberia, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, came back last night. And all the Liberians in church, I met your cousins, I met your nephews, I met your uncles, I met your father and mother, and they said, I should say, they love you very much. God was gracious to us. We had a conference there, and I believe that God was gracious.
Hallelujah.
Just to emphasize on the two more announcements. Outside, you see the banner on the compound. Our camp. It's a camp for everybody. Ralph, I'd like to see you at the camp. Will you come? Please come. Everybody must come to the camp. Some of you have never been to a camp before. Since you were born. Yeah. So leave campus and come. If you have to leave campus and come. Everybody must come for the camp. Mr. Kwanza, it's a camp that you must have to come. You have to come. You would miss only one effective working day because it is Thursday, which is the 6th. We start towards the afternoon, evening. So you go to work in the morning and then you get away in the afternoon and come for the camp. It's getting louder. Right? And then the Friday, the 7th, is a holiday. And so everybody must be there. Except you are receiving a prize as the national best farmer. And then the 8th is a Saturday. So we are going to be together. Hallelujah. And we are going to have wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Somebody say amen. All right. So you must register now. It's important to register now and be part of what God is doing. And it will be beautiful to see everybody here at the camp. And if you, it's 60 Ghana cedis, so ask for 60 Ghana cedis, you can save. And you can come. What do you think? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All right. So, Agatha, where are you? Where is Agatha? I can see her watching us on the Facebook. Where is she? She's somewhere. All right. Anyway, all those watchers on Facebook, you are blessed. Tell the Facebook viewers, God bless you. God bless. Give them a wave. Give them a wave. Say, God bless all of you. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Let us pray again. Father, I pray that your word will rule and reign in our hearts today and be glorified. Amen. I am going to continue the series on how to be wise. What it means to be as wise as a serpent. Mr. Williams, you have been enjoying ourselves very much here. We'll be missing you. Glad to have you back. Amen. How to be as wise. And you must agree that some of you have been very, some of us have been very silly. We have taken very foolish decisions. Perhaps that is why your life has come only to this point. Your life could have been much better than it is now. If you are disagreeing, I cast out that devil from your life in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Yes. Many of us have taken some have taken foolish decisions, but some are taking very, very foolish decisions. Some decisions are foolish, but some are very, very foolish. May God deliver you this morning in Jesus' name. Are you excited? I hear Miss Commonwealth Ghana, the team I hear. Why don't you stand and give us a wave? Stand, ladies, beautiful ladies. These are the contestants for Miss Commonwealth. May the best one win in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Nice to have you in church. What are you thinking about? I caught you. Hallelujah. This is a church of stars. What do you think about that? Yep. Anyway, so here we are. We are talking about, let's look at Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16. If you don't mind, everybody read it out loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Second time. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Now for the third time, let's read it out again. Ready, go. Behold, of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. The fancy say doves. Doves. Or the achims. I don't know who says doves. Achims. Or the coos. Because of the word, the kotumri. What a shock. Hey, the president's achim. Be careful. The president's an achim man. So don't talk like that. All right. So, three animals, if you like, that the believer is compared to or supposed to. Jesus said that I'm sending you as sheep among wolves. Mom, good to see you. Hallelujah. And he says that because of you are going as sheep among wolves. Wolf looks for sheep for a meal. Am I talking to anybody here? The meal of the wolf is the sheep. And Jesus said, I'm throwing you out, sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. And he says to us, therefore, be ye wise, so that the wolf will not eat the sheep. Be wise as serpents. There's a way that you can survive wolves. May you be a survivor in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift hand and say, I am a survivor. Oh, say it like you believe it. Are you here? Yes. Now, it's beautiful to see that although you are supposed to be frail as sheep, you can be as wise as the serpents. You are frail as a sheep, but you are still wise. The fact that you are frail doesn't mean anybody can eat you. Can I have an amen? Amen? The fact that you are feeble or frail or not so physically strong doesn't mean that anybody can walk over you. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you right there. Am I talking to anybody here? Young lady, the fact that you don't have money doesn't mean that any man can take advantage of you. Yeah. You may not have money, but you can be as wise. Amen. No lady should sell her body for a mobile phone. Hello? Are you have gone home? No lady must sell her body for an iPad. No lady should sell her breasts and her bottoms for Chinese rice. Can I preach to you? Are you still around in church? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So the Bible says, be ye wise as serpents. Amen. I'm sorry to say, I keep referring to ladies because I feel that ladies are very vulnerable. Bible says that they are the weaker vessel. So whether you like it or not, that's the truth. They are the weaker vessel. Are you here? Now, the fact that you're a weaker vessel doesn't mean anybody can take advantage of you. Beautiful ladies, can I continue preaching? Then preach, Bishop, preach. I'm preaching to you. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Yes. I'm telling you, you're frail. You are a weaker vessel. But the fact that you're a weaker vessel doesn't mean, good to see you, doesn't mean that anybody can mess up with your life. You'll be very wise. I said you'll be very wise. Amen. Hello? Is that me? Because I'm moving around. I just stand one place. Hey. Susan, you are one. I should start in one place. Come and say, I'll make you preach right now. You will see. So quickly, let's look at what we started off yesterday, last week, Sunday. We talked about the fact that the serpent is supposed to be wise. Why? Because the serpent has learned to be non-dependent. Somebody say amen. Amen. You might develop a non-dependent lifestyle. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Yes. How many were not here last week? Can I see your hand? You're not here. You're not here. All right. How many were here? Can I see your hand? Beautiful. Beautiful. So I can't go over it again because it's going to take us a lot of time. You can get the podcast or the message and listen to it. But develop a non-dependent lifestyle. A non-dependent lifestyle means that you must cut your coat according to your size. Amen. Live affordable lifestyle. Lifestyle that you can afford. Lifestyle that you don't depend on somebody. The man is preaching. Amen. You don't have to depend on somebody. Because if you depend on somebody, the person will take advantage of you. Hello? Am I not speaking the truth? Yeah. He who pays the piper calls the tune. Have you heard that before? Do you know what it means? The piper is the one who plays the pipe. Isn't it? Plays the pipe. So if I pay the piper, I must decide the song that the piper plays. Because I paid him. He who pays the piper calls the tune. So if I pay you, I may determine what you do. So Lord, let God be the source of your life. And God will look after you. God will supply your needs. God will take care of every day of your life. Hallelujah. And God will give you something in your hand. And God, what is in your hand can be is good enough for you. You can manage it. You can manage what you have. Amen. And you can see God's help and God's blessing in your life. And let's move on to the next point very, very quickly, because this is one of the set of teachings that you don't have to miss even one. Because I told you that I'm going to take 6 weeks by the grace of God. By the time we are done, your head will be full of wisdom. Amen. Water will be out of your head. Amen. Foolishness will be out of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. No lady should go and buy any hair that you cannot afford. Until people tell them that the first service, you want to buy Brazilian hair. You have never been to Brazil before. Let's all wear Makola hair like that. What a shock. Hello. The second thing that makes the serpent so wise, and that Jesus was referring to his wisdom, the serpent's wisdom to you, that you must crave for it, is that the serpent is a master of inner power. The serpent is a master of inner power. Amen. Hello. You see, the serpent, it develops venom, poison, from inside the serpent, is able to develop venom, poison. It works within itself. The poison is inside the serpent. Hallelujah. When you see the serpent lying down, it doesn't have claws. Like a tiger or like yours. There's some of you ladies. It doesn't have any claws. What a shock. The serpent doesn't have things that you can see externally. But inside that serpent, it's a certain kind of poison. The fact that it doesn't look wide and fierce doesn't mean that you should joke with it. Yeah. I was going to play it for you. I don't think I have it here. But there's a certain church in America, where the pastor said to them that Jesus said, you shall pick up serpents and will not hate you. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. So why are you laughing? It's in the Bible. So the pastor quoted the scripture. And so he brought snakes to church. What a shock. A lot of snakes. Left them in the church. And the pastor put one around the shoulder. And was dancing praises. Dancing. Look at it. The serpent will not bite me. He, assistant pastors and the choir leaders. Dancing with a snake around the neck. Real one. Real story. Real story. And then and the serpent, pew! Small one, right in the church, the pastor started bleeding, and his face started swelling. Before the people, the pastor just fainted and he died. I don't know how we think. I'm sorry. I don't know how people think. Huh? The person needs this series, but he's dead. He can't receive it. I don't know how people think. Eh? And such a church has members taking up Serpents International Ministries. What a shock. Yes. So quickly. So the serpent has inner power. But that's why it is wise. It does not depend on external things, but it is very powerful. And you too might develop inner power. Amen. Can I have a loud amen? Amen? Are you here or go home? I'm going to give you two very important points today. So we need to move on very quickly. Look at Mark chapter 7 and verse 20. Mark chapter 7 verse 20. The Bible says, and Jesus said that which comes from within, from where? From where? I didn't hear you. From where? From within. That which comes from within, out of the heart of men. Okay. And he said that which cometh out of a man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. And all these evil things come from within and defile the man. Amen. So you see, the thing that destroys you is not your mother-in-law. The thing that can destroy you is not your father-in-law. What has the potent power that can destroy you is from yourself. Many of us are always looking at, there's a witch in my family. There's a witch. Hey! The Bible says that which destroys a man is the thing that comes from within the man. I know why you are quiet. I'm preaching to you right there. Africans, Ghanaians, you're always witches and wizards, but you are not looking at your own lifestyle. You were a student. Instead of going to school to learn, you are not learning and say, the witch in my family, it is yourself. Sit down and learn. Yeah. That which defiles a man is a thing that comes from within. St. Paul, are you hearing what I'm saying? So sometimes you are your own enemy. I'm preaching. Sometimes you are your own destroyer. You are allowing things into your life. There's so much evil inside of you. Stop blaming others when you don't do well. Tell your neighbor, you are the reason why the man is preaching this way. Tell him, you are the reason why the man is preaching this way. Can I have an amen? Amen. Your destiny lies in your hands. If you don't do well, it is not your grandmother. Hey, put that scripture up. Put that scripture up again. Put that scripture up quickly. All these evil things come from where? They come from water region. Is that what they said? Some of you are afraid of water region. But the thing that can destroy is not in water region. It is from within. So if you are afraid of Enzimah, they say, there's juju there. But the thing that the evil things, they come from within. They don't come from Benin. So I tell your neighbor, the man is talking to sense into eternity. The man is talking sense. Yes. Yes. Amen. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Let's go on verse, the next verse quickly. Quickly, 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 quickly. And from thence, okay, no. The 22 or not on that. Anyway, let's quickly move on. Bible talks about many things: adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. These are examples of things that can destroy you. Amen. Thefts, stealing, covetousness. Look at the New Living Translation. Very beautiful. 21 and 22, quickly. 21, 22, 21, 22, 21, 22. All right? For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thought, sexual immorality. What did he say? Some of you brothers, your eyes, pornography. Should I stop preaching? As I should I stop preaching? I should continue preaching. Yeah. It is not juju, it is your own eyes. Your eyes. Sexual immorality. Lay your hands on your neighbor and cast out every evil desire and drive it out of his life, of her life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you're not in the church today. Are you in church? Hey, I think there are some devils left. Cut it out of your brother. Cut it out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So if you brothers, when you see a lady walking in front of you, then you're like, hey, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Brother, what is wrong with you? Yes. Bad thoughts. Bible says evil thoughts. Yes. A lady's walking. Her back is shaking small. And your thing is rising. Where is it going? Kato shaka batasa. Karaboka fata bahata. Yes. Yes, a brother went to see his bishop. He said, Bishop, I don't know what is wrong with me. When I wake up in the morning, I have an erection. Am I normal? The bishop said, you are perfectly normal. But don't let your erection determine your direction. Give the Lord a shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. Put this. Who has been taking the scripture off so quickly? Put it up. It says, my Jesus, evil thoughts. You can be in church and you can have evil thoughts. Am I lying or am I speaking the truth? You can be sitting in church, Bishop E.H. is like he's preaching, and your mind is not on the preacher, your mind is on bad thoughts. May God deliver you this morning. Theft, murder, verse 22, adultery, greed. So from when you are brazy too much, you are greedy cow, greedy dog, greedy animal. Yes. Greed. Wickedness. Deceit. Lustful desires. Hey, now it's ten of the for the brother. Sister, lay your hands on the brother and cast away every lustful desire. Don't be afraid of him. Yeah, cast it out. Cast out in the name of Jesus. Let it go now. Oh, you don't see what I'm saying? Sister Loretta. Sister Loretta. Come. Sister Loretta, since you in church. Oh, I've missed you. Can I hug you? One small hug. No. Your mind is already spoiled. Hey! Hey! I drive away every lustful desire in Jesus' name. One hug. You're having dreams when you go home. You can't sleep in the night. You are delivered from today. I say you are delivered from today. Envy. 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 Now that we have other brothers, I'm coming to the sisters. The brothers, we know our problem. Lustful desire. The sisters, you also know your problem. Envy, 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 envy. And jealousy. Yes. Somebody wearing her shoe. Say, look at her. Hey! You don't have the shoe. Don't be jealous of somebody's shoes. Who told you to come to church today? I said, who told you to come today? I'm preaching to you. I said, I'm preaching to you. You brought yourself. Hello? I said, you brought yourself. And I'm talking to you. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? There's a lady who is sabotaging my preaching. Susan. Hey, give me. No, you give me the microphone. Hello? Since I started talking about jealousy, Susan has tried to tear me off. Father, deliver her in the name of Jesus. Hello? Jealousy. Brother, cast out jealousy from the sister sitting by you. Cast it out. Cast it out. Sister, sister, cast it out from yourself. Jealousy. Jealousy. We see somebody with a beloved. Say, hey. Where did she get him from? Hey. See somebody doing. I heard that she got it from. Hey, you didn't hear from anywhere. You're only jealous of her blessing. I'm preaching. Jealousy. Isn't it? And then let's go on. What else does it say? Hallelujah. Greed, wickedness, lust of desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolish. That one, they're both brothers and sisters. So cast it from yourself. Drive it out of yourself. Say, Lord, take foolishness from my life. Take foolishness from my life. Hey, it's a prayer to pray. You pray. Say, take foolishness from my life. Take foolishness from my life. Some of you, the reason why you don't have a plot of land is because you have eaten the money in your stomach. In your stomach. You go to a restaurant that can cost 180 cedis for one person. And you're eating it. Meanwhile, I know a place where they sell land. They can buy for 500. So you go to a restaurant three times, you can buy land. But you're eating it. Foolishness is out of your life from today. Yes. We need to go on very quickly. Somebody say inner power. I didn't hear you. Say inner power. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Now, if you have got, these are the things that you might develop into you to have inner power. But the fruits of the Spirit, New Living Translation. New Living Translation. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love. Somebody say love. Say joy. Say peace. Say patience. Say kindness. Say goodness. Say faithfulness. Hallelujah. Say gentleness. Say self-control. Hallelujah. There's no law against these things. So these are the things, let's go back to 22. These are the things that, Pastor Kuh, you must develop in your life. If you're going to have inner power,
You must have love. Amen. As I have what? Love means forgiveness. Love means ability to accommodate others. Some of you say, me, I can't stand nonsense. You don't have love. That's why you can't stand nonsense. Real love accommodates nonsense. I'm telling you, if you are married, and if you intend to marry, you might be ready to accommodate nonsense. If you like, ask this lady, have you not accommodated nonsense? Hey, stand up. I'm talking to you, stand up. Are you married? Have you seen nonsense in your marriage, in your home before?
Huh? A lot.
A lot. From your servant. She says she has, hey, don't sit down yet. Is it your husband sitting by you? Please, can you stand, husband? Husband, since you married, how many years now? Almost 10 years. Have you seen nonsense in this marriage?
Plenty.
Did you hear? I said it again. Like, some of them didn't hear you.
I said plenty.
The man says plenty. What does the wife also say?
The same. A lot.
A lot. A lot, but plenty means plenty a lot. Now look at them. If you cannot handle nonsense, you can never stay married. But as for marriage, there's what? Yes. Plenty. I said what? And a lot. Yeah. But you might be willing to say that I'm going to overcome this nonsense with love. It's a decision. Love means forgiveness. Love means ability to embrace in spite of the smell. Amen. That's how it is. When you see them, when I met them coming outside there, smiling. Maybe they were quarreling before they came. When they saw me, maybe they started smiling. But that's how life is. I'm preaching. I'm preaching to you. Yeah. You are not allowed to pack your things and leave the house. Amen. You want to marry? You want to go and see them. They'll tell you nonsense in a marriage. That's how life is. And whether you're married or not, like, there's a lot of nonsense in life. But love, if it develops inside of you, some of you are easily hurt. Yeah, you are turgid. Everything hurts you. Every day you are somebody that has annoyed you, somebody has irritated you. When you see your face is like the book of Lamentation. What is wrong with you? You are always hurt about somebody. Every day somebody has stepped on your toes. Why don't you leave your toes at home when you're going to town? Nobody will step on your toes. But as long as you have toes, somebody will step on them. But may love cover it. Love covers multitude. Hey, who told you to sit down? Couple. Who told? I've not finished preaching with you. Keep standing. Keep standing. Everybody is looking at you. How many children do you have?
Two girls.
How can you have two girls when there's so much nonsense? How did you have the two girls? In spite of the nonsense, they have children. So now they are quarreling, but they are doing it. That's how it is. I'm preaching. May you develop love inside of you. Love is an inner power. Because after life, somebody will offend you. Somebody will annoy you. Somebody will return. But if you have the inner power of love, you will not allow the offense to destroy. You will not allow the offense to destroy your life. What a word I'm preaching this morning. Somebody say joy. Yeah. Some of you, even on the way to church today, okay, you can sit down now. You're blessed. On the way to church today, maybe a truck driver annoyed you. So when he came and we are praising God, you didn't feel like that. Because of truck driver or mate who has now gone away, you can't even dance. Your joy has been stolen because of a truck mate. May nobody steal your joy in Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. Little things can steal your joy. I said little things Try eating. Little things can do what? Steal your joy. Am I not speaking the truth? Auntie Vero, little things. Hymns choir sang, and the song didn't go well. You cannot even hear the rest of the sermon in church, isn't it? That's how it is. It is true. You can't remember, you can't hear any part because something has done. The devil wants to steal your joy, but the devil is a liar. He can never steal your joy. He can never steal your joy. May the joy of the Lord be the strength of your life. Are you there? May you develop joy. May you develop joy. May you tell yourself that me, I will not let anybody depend. I will not let my joy depend on anybody. Nobody can make me lose my joy. Because when you lose your joy, you lose your strength. I know you didn't hear what I'm saying. When you lose your joy, what do you lose? Your strength. So don't allow anybody or anything to steal your joy. I still have joy.
I have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I've been tempted. My faith has been tried. Satan has attempted to destroy my life. I've been robbed, abused, accused, and stolen. He's done everything he could do to conquer my soul. But I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy.
Come on, sing it. I still have joy.
I still have joy.
I still have joy.
After all I've been through, I still
sing it again.
Have joy.
Sing it again.
Been tested.
My faith has been tried.
Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed, accused, and stolen.
He has done everything he could.
He's done everything he could do to conquer my
But lift your hands and say,
I still have joy. I still have joy.
After all I've been through,
I still have joy.
Sing it like you believe it. I still have joy.
I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Listen.
Sometimes when you see somebody laughing, when you see somebody dancing, you don't know what the person has been through. You don't know how the devil has attempted to steal his life. You don't know the challenges they have been through. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He cannot steal your joy. He cannot destroy your soul. He cannot destroy your life. Come on, I still have joy. Satan has attempted
to conquer your soul. But it cannot steal your joy. It cannot steal your joy. The worst can happen, but you still have joy. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. Keep your joy in the Lord. Keep your joy in the Lord. Keep your joy in the Lord. No matter what you go through, the devil cannot destroy your joy. Because the joy of the Lord will keep you. Come on, lift your hands and say, I still have joy.
I still have joy.
I still have joy.
Oh, after all I've been through, I still have joy.
Crying, but there's joy inside of you. Sometimes tears are running on your cheeks, but inside of you, you said, devil, you can never conquer my soul. You can never conquer my soul. I'm telling you, as you sit in church, you don't know somebody's trouble. You don't know your neighbor's trouble. You don't know the challenge of your neighbor. When we are lifting our hands and we are shouting and we are praising God, it is not that we don't have any problem, but the devil can never destroy your joy. He can never steal your joy. Joy is an inner strength. Joy is an inner strength. Joy is an inner strength. May your joy become strong. Somebody shout amen. Let me just be ending. Put the scripture up again. You may be seated. Joy. Peace. 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 Develop it. I said develop it. Develop peace. Can I have an amen? Let peace rest your soul. Let your soul be at rest. May the peace of God. May the peace of God. You see, when the disciples were with Christ and Jesus was about to go ascend, go up to glory, the Bible said that he came and said, my peace. He knew that what they needed in this life was peace. In this world, you have trouble, but my peace. Today, may you live here with the peace of God in your heart. May you live with the peace of God in your life. Jesus said, my peace, I live with you. My peace, I live with you. Receive the peace of God in your life. Jesus said it. My peace. When you develop the inner peace, the strength of the inner peace. Waters will roll. Storms will come. But there will be calmness in your heart. Sometimes we pray. Hallelujah. Michael, sometimes we pray. And we say, Lord, calm the storm. But God sometimes doesn't calm the storm. He calms your soul. Because after the storm, it will come and pass. But you will be surviving. May you be a survivor. May you have the peace of God in your life. The peace that passes all understanding. That means that people don't know why you are still at rest when you are going through, because the peace, it passes understanding. Nobody can understand. Because what is happening, you should be rolling on the floor, you should be crying outside, but the peace of God that passes understanding. May you go home with the peace of God. May you go with the peace of God. Say amen. And that thing might develop inside of you. Is patience. I'm preaching so well. As I'm preaching so well, develop it. It's called what? Inner power. Someone say inner power. Patience. Develop it. Patience means waiting for God's timing. I'm ready to wait. I'm ready to wait. In His time, He makes all things beautiful. Don't we sing it at weddings? We sing that in His time. No, is that what we sing at weddings? He makes all things beautiful in His time.
Lord, my life to You I bring. May each song I have to say be to You a lovely thing.
Listen. God has a time for your blessing. There's a time. Every tree has a time that it brings forth fruits. I see your time coming. When it's somebody's time, don't be angry, because in his time, he will make your life beautiful. In your time, you'll get married. At the right time, you'll get a job that you deserve. At the right time, the door shall open for you. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. So this little boy, is it yet 12 o'clock? Is it yet 12 o'clock? It's now 6 o'clock. Wow, don't worry, I'll be ending soon. Now listen to me. In the little boy who was playing with his friend had a beautiful toy that his father bought for him and a kind of water. And then, is it okay to drink water? Are you jealous that I'm drinking water when you're sitting here? I'm the bishop. Anyway, this little boy, he and his friend were playing with a toy that this guy's father bought for him. And the second guy who didn't have any toy was as happy as the one who owned the toy. So this boy stopped and said, "Why? You don't have anything. How come you're so happy? Meanwhile, the toy belongs to me. You don't have any toy. Why are you so happy?" And the boy said, "Today is Tuesday. My father told me that Saturday he'll buy me the toy. And said, it is Tuesday. My Saturday is coming. That is why I'm at rest. I'm telling somebody here, your Saturday is coming. Say, my Saturday is coming. Listen, it is a time to get married. It's a time to travel. But you too, your Saturday is coming. You have your child. You travel. God will bless you. Your answer will come. Your Saturday is surely coming. Say, my Saturday is coming. Say, my Saturday is coming. The reason why I'm not jealous of you, I'm not envious of what you have, because I know that by all means, my Saturday is also coming. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. The next one, we are ending soon. Quickly, let's put it up. Scripture. Patience, kindness. You got to be kind. Goodness. Faithfulness. 23. Meekness. You must develop meekness. Meekness. Humility. David. It's an inner strength to be humble. Pride is not a good thing. Am I talking to anybody here? Pride. I can give you 20 signs of pride, but I don't have time. But one of the first signs of pride is that the person who can't say sorry. If you can't say sorry, you are proud. Or you can't say it easily. Ask your neighbor, are you feeling guilty with this point? Are you feeling guilty with this point? You can't say sorry easily. I saw a little clip. Said that anybody who says sorry when it's wrong is honest. Yes. If you say sorry when you are not sure, you are wise. Yes. But if you say sorry when you are not wrong, you are a husband. Yes. I know you didn't hear what I said. If you say sorry when you are wrong, you are humble, you are honest. If you say sorry when you are not sure whether you are right or wrong, you are wise. If you say sorry when you are not wrong, you are a husband. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. What a shock. Learn to say what? It's a sign of meekness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And then temperance. Temperance is self-control. So if you, even before you came to church this morning, you are eating 4 bowls of kinky. That is why you are sleeping in church. You don't have self-control. The day the pastor says fasting, that's why you don't come to church that week. That week, this week, I am traveling. I'm going to America. You are not a heko. You are not going to any America. Self-control, you don't have it. Self-control. So if you talk too much, you've got to put a padlock on your mouth, some of you. Self-control. Self-control. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet. Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen.
God has spoken.
Let the church say amen.
Come on, lift your two hearts and sing it, everybody. Come on.
Service. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This is a very important aspect of the service. Today, the Sunday morning, you're here. Our eyes are closed, our heads are bowed. I want to pray for you here, especially. You say, Jesus, I need you in my life. You want to say, Jesus, this Sunday morning, I surrender my life to you. Maybe somebody invited you to come. Or maybe you've come a number of times. But today, you want to say, Bishop, I need God. I don't want to leave this church, walk out of here without Jesus as my Lord and Savior. If you're here now and you need Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift your right hand up high. Lift it up high. High above your head. See your hands. Let it go high. Because you can never live here without making Jesus the Lord of your life. You can never live here without turning over your life to Jesus. It's a very serious moment. And I want only those who are serious to lift their hands. If you're not serious, don't lift them. But if you're serious with God, you want to take God seriously, lift your right hand and I shall pray for you. You want to join, but maybe you used to be a serious Christian, but you realize you're not as serious as you ought to be. Lift your hand, let me pray for you now. You want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. Father, look at every hand that is lifted. Every hand lifted this morning, I pray that you take control, be their Lord and Savior, rule and reign in their lives in Jesus' name. If you are lifting your hand up and you're really serious about this, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me. I want to pray for you especially. Just come quickly. Just come.
Happy day.
Come all the way.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Taught me how to watch and pray and live every day. Happy day, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
He taught me how.
wash my sins away.
Close your eyes with me and let's pray this prayer. Everybody join us. If you're in a congregation, you're in front here. All of you in front here, can you lift your two hands with me? Just lift your two hands up high and let us say this prayer together. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
this Sunday morning, I gave my life to you.
I make Jesus the Lord of my life.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
I have made many mistakes. I've done many wrong things. But today,
I'm coming to you.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your child.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Save me.
Make me a brand new person.
I promise.
To serve you.
To follow you.
To walk with you.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands for all these wonderful people. Amen. Today is a very special day in your lives. Hallelujah. Very special day in all of your lives because you have taken a certain step to come to Jesus. And Jesus, when you're praying, angels will write your name in heaven. What's your name? Raphael Mauli. Angels are typing your name in a heavenly computer because you gave your life to Christ today. And all of you, amen. So I want to thank God for your lives and I want you to make a decision that you serve God. Nothing will take away from God.